Blog Talk Radio.
Show and you tune in to your favorite station, Radio Talk 101.3.
Yeah, baby. Come on, tell me where you come from. I want
5 minutes down to the hour. The number is 1-917-889-2678. I want to read you a very interesting story from Liberia, West Africa. and it is about reconciliation by President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in Liberia, trying to reconcile, you know, all the ex-war factions and their families and, you know, the widows. The story is President Sirleaf convenes reconciliation meeting between widows of late President Samuel Doe and General Thomas Kuomintang. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf Thursday, August 26, convened a meeting between Mrs. Nancy Doe, widow of the late President Samuel Kyan Doe, and Mrs. Taylor Kuomintang, widow of the late Brigadier General Thomas G. Kuomintang, former commanding general of the Armed Forces of Liberia and member of the People's Redemption Council. The president described as a rare opportunity a meeting between Mrs. Doe and Mrs. Kuomintang and thanked the two women for honoring her invitation. The president spoke of the contributions of both the late President Doe and Kuomintang in the service of their country, stressing the need for unity. We can be a part of one family to hold our country together for our children and grandchildren, the Liberian leader told the two widows. The president urged them to bury their differences and work together for the growth and development of the country, adding, all of us can hold together and make this country better. Mrs. Doe and Mrs. Kuomintang welcomed the reconciliation meeting and commended the president for the initiation. They recalled the close bond between their husbands and hoped the meeting between themselves will help to further reconcile the people of Grand Jigé and Nimba counties. We are all one people, Mrs. Kuomintang said, as she struggled to contain her emotions. Mrs. Doe, reflecting on past events, said it was time to reconcile and set bitter memories aside. I have nothing against anybody. It was the will of God. When he signs something, nothing can stop it, she asserted. Mrs. Doe recalled that her husband and General Kuomintang were very good friends from the mid-70s and added, the enemy went between them and we lost them today. She said it was important that those who are still alive work together in peace and harmony. Mrs. Doe thanked the president for initiating the meeting, the first between the two women since the death of their husbands. You are the mother. You put us together. We will always be with you, the former First Lady assured the Liberian leader. Thursday's meeting was also attended by Grand Jigé County Representative Zoe Pennon, George Wright, a son of the late Nicole Wright and cousin of President Doe, as well as a maternal aunt of the late General Kuomintang, Madame Vogagie, who praised the president for the assistance she continues to provide for the family, including for the burial of her sister. The Liberian leader was praised for convening the meeting, an initiative described as a motherly gesture that will go a long way in the healing process among all Liberians. Thursday's discussion followed a meeting on Monday, August 23rd, between President Johnson Sirleaf and Mrs. Kuomintang. During the meeting, the president stated that national reconciliation remains a priority on her national development agenda and that infrastructural development can be meaningful and sustainable if it is built on a foundation of freedom, peace, and unity. The president said that a series of violent events in Liberia's recent past challenge all Liberians to forgive each other and work together in unity if the prevailing peace in the country is to be sustained and national reconstruction accelerated. She said peace building will remain the pillar of her administration so that Liberians, foreign investors, and our foreign partners will continue to maintain confidence in the country and contribute to Liberia's reconstruction. The librarian leader encouraged Mrs. Kwonkwa, who is based in Minnesota in the United States, and other professional librarians in a diaspora to consider returning home to contribute their quotas towards national healing, economic empowerment, and infrastructural development. Mrs. Kwonkwa, who is in the country for the first time since the death of her husband in November 1985, thanked the librarian leader for what she referred to as her many humanitarian contributions to the Kwonkwa family over the years, especially since the death of her husband. Mrs. Kwonkwa, who arrived in the country recently at the invitation of President Sirleaf, informed the librarian chief executive that she has visited several areas of Monrovia and its environment and intends to tour as many counties as possible before returning to the United States. She expressed satisfaction over what she called the marvelous infrastructural development projects the president has undertaken in a short period. Mrs. Kwonkwa also welcomed the president's decision to run for a second term and expressed a willingness to return home during the 2011 election to help mobilize votes for the president's re-election. This is from Liberia, West Africa. And this is marvelous. This was initiated by the president of Liberia, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, bringing the late President Samuel Cryan Doe, wife Nancy Doe, and the late Commanding General Thomas G. Kwonkwa, wife Chino Kwonkwa, bringing them together at the Executive Mansion and, you know, reconciling the differences they had, you know. And this is marvelous. I mean, this is some of the great work that President Johnson Sirleaf is doing in Liberia, and that people should really look at when they are going for the 2011 election. She's doing great work. Mrs. Kwonkwa and Mrs. Doe, they even spoke about, you know, the development going on in Liberia, you know, reconciliation and all of that. You know, she's trying to bring Liberia back together, you know. She's doing some great work, and I applaud that initiation, that initiative by President Sirleaf, you know, about, you know, her format that includes reconciliation among all fractions in Liberia. That is the only way, that is one of the ways to, you know, keep peace and stability in the country. You know, people put away their differences and love one another and look at each other as Liberians, put away their ethnicity and look at each other as one people, Liberians, you know, geared towards building Liberia. What a beautiful country. You're listening to Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Now let's get into something by, you know, it's about 35 minutes down the hour. It's Saturday night. Don't touch that dial. Keep it tuned in to your favorite station, Radio Talk 101.3.
Liberian girl. I'm they come back.
Wait, hold up,
I brought that.
But more that.
Plus my chin,
in my jail,
with my neck.
Yes, I am
alive in.
About my business.
Yes, I am
undisputed.
Undeniable.
Undefeated.
Underrated.
The hottest.
The
livest.
I got it.
Ain't no question who will be the
king.
No question, you will back the key.
I know.
Ain't no question, you will back the key.
I know.
Ain't no question, you will back the key.
I know.
Press release from the office of the President of Liberia, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. It says, Liberian government announces agreement with Chevron to explore Liberian waters. Monrovia, Liberia. The government of Liberia announced Friday, August 27, that it has entered into an agreement with the Chevron Corporation to explore 3 deep water concessions in Liberian waters. Under the agreement, the company will conduct a 3-year exploratory program that is expected to begin in the fourth quarter of 2010. The agreement has been approved by the executive manager and submitted to the legislature for consideration and ratification. These investments, along with the rehabilitation of the Freeport of Monrovia and the first direct flights from the U.S. to Monrovia in 20 years starting September 5th through Delta Airlines, will provide real economic opportunities for the people of Liberia. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf said, "We are delighted to welcome Chevron as a partner for Liberia to explore our oil and gas assets. Along with its investments, Chevron will bring the latest technologies, best practice in transparency and efficiencies, and an excellent record of community and social responsibility." The Liberian president continued, "Energy is one of my top priorities, and with Chevron's technical skills, we will be able to build our own capacity in the sector, making a meaningful contribution to economic growth and job creation. This is a crucial partnership for Liberia. Chevron's entry into Liberia consolidates a growing trend of major international investment projects in the country's strategic sectors. It is a further vote of confidence in the nation's future, adding to the list of Liberia's other business partners, including ArcelorMittal, Firestone, BHP Billiton, Siemens Gamesa, Anadarko Petroleum, China Union, and most recently, a $1.6 billion agreement with Golden Fairleon. Wow. It sounds good, but you know, just a little bit of advice to the president and the legislatures in Liberia. You know, it has been approved by the executive mansion and it's been submitted to the legislature for consideration and ratification. The only thing I have to say to y'all is make sure you cover all the important areas when it comes to oil drilling in Liberia, in the waters of Liberia. We all have seen the common example of what happened in the United States, the oil spill. So let's be very careful about how we enter into this deal with Chevron and make sure all the T's are crossed, all the I's are dotted. And that what happened in the United States with the oil company, the oil spill, that wouldn't happen in Liberia. Make sure Chevron understands this. Because Liberia doesn't need something like this, such a disaster. So, I mean, I applaud the president of Liberia, you know, trying to bring in investors, you know, to further the development of Liberia, its progress in the 21st century, you know, but make sure that these deals are discussed properly and you as the government of Liberia covers all the very important points, because the people of Liberia, you know, don't need an oil disaster in Liberia, in the waters of Liberia. Just fruitful word of thought from Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. It's about 19 minutes down to the hour. You're listening to the Saturday show, the 10 o'clock show on this TGIS. Thank God it's Saturday. Radio Talk 101.3.
Thank you.
That was the song Wake Up by Peter Cole from the album Rebirth. Wake up, Africa. Wake up, Liberia. Wake up, Liberians. Hey, this 2011 election is a crucial time in the lives of Liberians and the country of Liberia. So wake up, Liberians, and think twice. Think about your decision before you make it, because this is crucial. This is crucial. Don't forget this coming weekend, the first weekend in September, don't forget the interview with Liberian soccer star James Diba, live on Radio Talk 101.3, talking about his life, you know, as an athlete, a soccer star of Liberia and internationally, and about his life after soccer and about the political atmosphere in Liberia. So don't forget to tune in this coming weekend for the interview with Liberian soccer star James Salinsa Diba. You know, you can call in during that show to, you know, holler at Diva or just to, you know, give your opinion about whatever we're going to be discussing. But don't forget, coming up this weekend is the big interview with Liberian soccer star James Salinsa Diba. And don't forget, coming up in October, the second annual Liberian Music Award coming up in October in Atlanta, Georgia. And coming up in November is the first annual Liberian Hip Hop Award in Atlanta, Georgia. And to all the African independent recording artists out there, don't forget the first annual African Independent Music Award is coming up in 2011. So don't forget, these are all red carpet events. Keep your calendar, you know, marked for those dates. It's going to be happening in October. Second annual Liberian Music Award, red carpet event in Atlanta, Georgia. November, the first annual Liberian Hip Hop Award, red carpet event in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, it's been fun, you know, coming to you live from Radio Talk 101.3, your host Bismarck, on this 10 o'clock show. It's always fun, you know. We enjoy bringing music and information to you. Tonight we're talking about Liberia. Yeah, President of Liberia, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, you know, bringing together the different divisions in Liberia and enforcing reconciliation, which is top priority in her government. And I applaud her for bringing the late Samuel Cotton Dole's wife, Nancy Dole, and the late Brigadier General Thomas G. Kwongba, Commanding General, wife Taylor Kwongba, together to reconcile after all those years. Hey, we love you from Radio Talk 101.3. This is your host, Bismarck. Hey, it's Saturday night. Be careful out there. Don't drink and drive. Buckle up. Don't text and drive. Hey, we love you. Jesus loves you. And it's Saturday night. Be careful out there. To all our Radio Talk 101.3 friends, fans, and family around the world, we love you. It's this month. Peace. Don't forget to tune in the same time, same station, same home. Radio Talk 101.3. Bismarck will holler at you later. Peace.